Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Let's talk about how important training is for a technician. Let's talk about the fact that being a technician at a dealership and at a good independent shop, that they will send you to training and pay you for your time there, pay for your hotel, pay for your rental car, pay for your food, pay for your beer, and pay you 40 hours, or the amount of hours that you're at training. Now, how about that shit, dude? Sounds like a fucking good deal, right? Well, only the good ones pay for beer, I'm just saying. Now, let's talk about how other careers, you have to have a degree to even enter it. You have to have went to college for 4 fucking years and paid for it all by yourself. Unless you got some kind of grant or whatever college people get who are fucking nerds. I mean, let's face it, dude. I mean, just think about it. You could have went to college for 4, 5, 8 years to be some kind of computer nerd and got a job at Google. And after a year, you got fucking laid off. Now you still got to pay all that shit back. Or you could have went to college and not even gotten a job at Google and went to college to be some kind of fucking computer nerd or whatever and ended up working at fucking Starbucks. And now you're a full-blown fucking pronouns and shit. I know people that went to college for 5 to 8 years, came out, and didn't even want to do what they went into college for and still have to pay all that fucking money back. That's fucking insanity, dude. Luckily for us so-called grease monkeys, we can literally make over $100,000 a year without paying a fucking dime for schooling or training. Now that's pretty badass, dude. And you're not stuck in some fucking cubicle. And when I say make over $100,000 a year, yes, it's possible. It's very possible. Now I know that pay is different around the country, but I can assure you making over $100,000 a year is extremely possible at the right fucking shop. I know techs that are making well over $100,000 a year. Yeah, we have to buy our own tools and shit, and I bitch about that all the time, but hey, it is what it is, right? I strongly suggest you take advantage of your shop sending you to training, even if you don't want to go. Fucking go. I also strongly suggest that you actually take your online tests. You do it yourself, all right? Learn the shit. I strongly suggest doing that. And when there's a chance for you to sign up for training, fucking sign up, dude. Go get your vacation paid, dude, and your training paid. Even if the shop you're working at now, you know you're going to quit eventually or soon. If they're going to send you to training, fucking take it, dude. Go on that training. Go. That's free education for you. Paid education. And that's what all the shops are looking for. They're looking for certified trained technicians, dude. They want technicians to come in there that are already fucking trained. They already know what they're doing. Even if it's only on paper. Even if you're still a hack and you went to all these schools, they'll still sign your ass up, dude. Oh, I don't know how long you're going to last, but... And it doesn't even matter if you work at Toyota and you're going to Chevy. Some of the training from Toyota will carry over to Chevy, hopefully. I know it does in different brands. A lot of dealers are starting to do that shit. They have programs. Basic electrical is basic electrical, right? Why not be a master certified Dodge technician and go work at Toyota and get master certified there? Now you're double master certified, dude. Now you're making fucking bags. You're a fucking super tech now. And you got paid for all that fucking training, dude. All of it. Now look at your resume, dude. You're a hot shot. Super tech. Got a fucking cape, dude. How many techs out there are double certified technicians? Email me, dude. More money for you, dude. And if they don't pay it, find somewhere that will, dude. Fuck them. You know, I shit on this industry a lot, and I'm well aware of that. You don't have to keep fucking reminding me. But I also know that this is a really good industry to be in as a mechanic, a technician. Back when I first started, training didn't mean shit. Most technicians didn't give a fuck if they were going to send them to training or not. They never signed up. They just worked on cars and asked each other and looked up shit in the manual, in the book, not on computer. We were looking shit up in a book. They were just good at what they were doing. But now that cars are fucking spaceships and are over-engineered, we need training. You gotta learn this shit. Cars have changed, man. And not only do we need to be trained on how to fix them, but if you want to be more efficient at fixing them and be able to take on jobs other techs can't or won't and get paid more money, and do the jobs faster because you have the knowledge, and you'll maybe even have a couple cool plaques, make your resume look better, be a technician that every shop's fucking looking for, just in case your shop decides to make some big changes and it takes a shit, you'll have a fat fucking resume to go anywhere you want. Anywhere, dude. Technicians are in high demand, and they always will be. Ah, shit. You know, we work at our own pace for the most part. And when you have great management that cares about you, that actually gives a shit about you and knows your worth and sends you to training and pays you good, pays your worth, this can be a great, fulfilling, highly paid, highly satisfying career as an automotive technician. I've been doing it for 23 years, dude. And yeah, I've had some ups and downs. Shitty shops, shitty managers, shitty backstabbing techs. But I wouldn't trade it for any other career unless I was an F1 driver, dude, you know? But what I'm trying to say is take advantage of the training, the paid training your shop offers. And if they don't offer that, find a fucking better shop. Because if your shop's not willing to invest in your training as their technician, then fuck them, dude. Plain and simple. Sorry, shitty shops, but it is what it is, dude. Don't be so shitty. Fucking shithole. Don't take advantage of your employees. Don't be fucking scumbags, dude. That's all I'm saying. I want to hear from you techs out there that have worked at different brands and have been master certified in more than one. I'm not talking about ASE certified. I'm talking about Chevrolet, Honda, Ford, Toyota, Nissan. Master certified in those. And I would also love to hear from a Tesla technician. If you're a Tesla technician out there listening and you want to be on the podcast, shoot me an email. I want to hear what that shit's like. And if you are a multiple certified technician, I want to know if that's actually helped. If your shop has actually gives a shit about it. And as far as ASE certifications go, in my experience, I had one manager that made us take them to get a raise. I took some, didn't study, I failed brakes, whatever, nerds. I think I had like 4 or 5 of them. I don't know how many, but we were forced to get them in order to get a raise. And that's kind of a long story that's on the Patreon episodes. Every other shop I worked at never mentioned ASE certifications. Now, I only worked at dealerships, so remember that part. I don't know how independent shops are. But a lot of dealerships don't give a shit about them. And they make it seem like if you go take them and pass and get ASE certified, it's more like you're giving yourself a pat on the back. But if I were you, and you're into that kind of shit, I'd go take them. Especially if your shop's going to pay for them and give you a raise if you pass. Like I said, make that resume look better, dude. More training for you, more knowledge for you, more patches for your fucking shirt, dude. If you're into that shit, you probably got tassels on your bicycle too, dude. Hey, live your life, dude. And a banana seat pointed up. Or you probably don't even have a seat. You probably just got the post. But hey, I've worked with a lot of techs in my career. I've worked with a lot of techs that were really good and a lot of techs that were really bad. And they were both, the good and the bad, were both master certified technicians. And they had ASE certifications too. In my personal opinion, the ASEs don't mean shit. Taking all the tests online in the training center, taking ASE tests and passing them, it doesn't really mean shit. If you can't do the job, then you can't do the fucking job. And it is what it is. You can be the most certified fucking technician in the world and leave a fucking bolt loose. You could be the most certified technician in the world on paper and not be able to diagnose a fucking vibration or do an alignment, resurface rotors, reset a fucking oil light, use a fucking tire machine. You might not be able to do any of that shit just because you took classes online. People can go to school online and pass this shit and get certified. It doesn't mean that they can actually do the fucking work and do the work right and take on multiple cars at a time like we do every day. Service advisors take online tests too. Doesn't mean they can go out in the shop and actually fix a fucking car. I bet your manager wouldn't take his fat ass out in the shop and do an oil change half as fast as the slowest tech in the shop and actually do it fucking right. Do it the way the manager actually wants it done. Video inspections, upsells, all that shit. I bet they couldn't. They may say and act like they could, but you and I both know they couldn't even rotate fucking tires by themselves. But the bottom line is get trained. Take advantage of it. Even if the shop you work at fucking sucks, but they'll send you to go to training, go get trained. Because that training stays with you. Yeah, it makes the shop look better, and it helps out the shop, but it also helps out you. So if you decide to leave that shop and go somewhere else, you still have your training, and you don't owe any money to that training. If your shop makes you pay for your training, fucking leave it. Find a better shop. With the technician shortage, if there's any shop out there that expects the technician to pay for his own training, that shop's definitely not gonna last very long. So get fucking certified, dude. Get off your lazy ass, take your tests, go to school, and get your fucking pay raise. And don't forget to check out the Patreon page. Patreon.com/flatratetechpodcast. Follow the Facebook page, Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Instagram, flatratetech_podcast. Everywhere, Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. That's all I got for this week. Thank you all for listening. I'll catch y'all next time.